podcast, I asked Dick McCann whether a person's preferences are likely to differ between home and work.
We've got quite a lot of data on this. One sample that springs to mind is a study, I think, on about 282 respondents. They were asked to describe their preferences for each pole on the four constructs of extrovert, introvert, practical, creative, analytical beliefs, and structured, flexible, both at work and outside of work. It was interesting to look at the analytical beliefs and the structured, flexible scales because they showed the greatest change for those moving from one pole to another. For example, on the belief side, 32% of those who were beliefs in the non-work situation actually moved to having an analytical preference at work. And 17% of those who were flexible in the non-work situation changed to become more structured at work. I guess these results help explain why most of the norm data for the analytical beliefs and structured flexible scales show a skew towards analytical and structured work preferences. Some organisations tend to place constraints on accepted behaviour at work, and many people learn to adapt their work preferences to fit in with the organisational culture, which often does reward analytical and structured behaviour. Most of us will tend to adapt our behaviour to meet the organisational culture because this minimises our stress and maximises our reward. So if we stay with that organisation, then our work preferences will align with their culture, even if our non-work preferences stay as they were. Significant differences, interesting, were also found between men and women on the AB scale. 38% of women actually revert to beliefs-oriented preferences outside of work, compared with only 22% of men. And this might just reflect the need for women to play different roles in order to meet the challenges placed on them in two substantially different environments, you know, that of work and non-work. If you look at just the non-work situation, looking at these results, they actually show a skew in the opposite direction to the work environment. For example, the skew is just to beliefs and flexible compared with the work situation where it's analytical and structured.
Are there any instances where you found marked differences between someone's work preferences and their non-work preferences?
Well, probably the best example we have of this is the work that Charles and I did some years ago when we developed the Cockpit Resource Management Program for Australian Airlines, and that subsequently became Qantas Domestic. Most airlines have strong CRM programs in place because something like 80% of the accidents and incidents worldwide aren't due to technological faults, but due to breakdown in teamwork on the flight deck. So CRM trainings designed to turn an aircrew into a high-performing team rather than a group of individuals. That way, human error can be minimised. As part of this program, we administered the team management profile to all the aircrew, and the results were really interesting. Considering the work preference scales of EI, PC, AB and SF, there was a huge skew in the data from 600 or so of the pilots. For example, on the organisational dimension of the scales, most respondents were strongly structured. Not surprising when you know that there are standard operating procedures, SOPs, for just about every situation. Every 3 months or so, the pilots had to do simulator training, and the instructor might, for example, drop out one of the engines on a simulated line flight from Sydney to Melbourne. If the pilot failed to follow the SOP rigorously within a certain time, then they had to repeat it until it was done perfectly. Or if they failed, they'd be taken offline and perhaps given extra training. On the decision-making scale, they were all overwhelmingly analytical, with not much room for belief decision-making when flying a plane. Rational analytical thinking and root cause problem analysis are all techniques taught until they become second nature. On the PC dimension, the skew was towards the practical end of the information spectrum. Again, not much room in the cockpit of a Boeing 737 for creative flyers. On the extrovert-introvert dimension, there's a moderate skew towards introversion when pilots fly. It's a quiet activity. Idle chit-chat's discouraged, and the communication does relate to the problems at hand, flying to SOPs. So when you put the work preferences of I, P, A and S together, you can see that they map into the concluder-producer area of the team management wheel. So what do we want when we board the plane to fly to our destination? We want it to be concluded and produced. So in many ways, this is the ideal work preference for a pilot. When we spoke to these concluder producer pilots, many of them said they were totally different outside of work. Some were highly extroverted, very creative in their non-work pursuits, highly flexible in the way they organise themselves and their lives, and even beliefs-oriented in their decision-making. However, when they put that uniform on, they became concluder producers, because these were the ideal work preferences to be a safe, proficient, commercial airline pilot. They liked working in this way. These were their definite work preferences, but many of them compensated by enjoying a different approach to life outside of work.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.